Two reasons why list source won't work. This is a honest review. I'm going to tell you, I've used it a little bit. I've used list source a little bit, but hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios on the road. In this episode, we're talking about two reasons why list source won't work. This is a honest review. I'm going to tell you, I've used it a little bit. I've used list source a little bit. But the lesson I want to share with you is actually much more important than list source by itself. It's a mindset that you take to any data collection platform that I want to share with you. And it's very, very important that you understand this. Okay, so I had a question that came in with regards to this, and I figure I should answer it because I'm sure 1 or 2 or 3 or 1,000, 10,000 people are going through the same issue. First of all, what's list source? List source is a data source. Okay, what is data? Well, in real estate wholesaling, which is basically the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties, okay, we do that by using attraction marketing, by using attraction mass marketing, and putting them under contract, putting the property under contract, and selling that contract for a profit. We sell it for a fee, right? That's how we make money. All right. So the idea here is that finding deeply discounted properties, you have a higher chance, a more targeted chance of finding deeply discounted properties when you target people that are in distressed situation. So homeowners with distressed properties, distressed homeowners with properties, basically people that have a reason why they must sell a property. Okay, so we have a list of absentee homeowners who live out of state, tired landlords, vacant properties, basically properties that are not producing for the homeowners the way they're supposed to. They have a real reason why they need to sell it, right? Pre-foreclosures, okay, tax delinquents, people that inherit properties that they don't want, and things like that. So in order to find such list, you go to specialty different data source, kind of like list source. So list source is one of the examples. So this person asked a question and says, for those of you that use list source, how effective and productive is it? How effective and productive is it? Well, it's a data source, okay? As long as they give you the data that you're looking for, what else? How much more productivity do you need from list source? So one thing to pay attention to is that list source is not going to do the marketing for you. They're not going to do the outreach for you. They're not going to do the data research that you need to do. So they're three things that you're going to need to do with your data, okay? About two, but I probably have three, a third bonus in this video. So just make sure you listen attentively. But let me finish the question, okay? How effective and productive is it? It's not relevant. If they give you a quality list means an actual list. It's your job to do a research on that list. Do a research means you skip trace, you find the contact information. The list usually already come with the mailing address and the property address, so that's already one step closer. Sometimes you want to skip trace the list and find the phone numbers so you can get on the phone and call those people. Other times you just want to upload that list into Facebook and target that list with custom audience advertising on Facebook, right? Other times you want to basically create a direct mailing campaign out of this list. Either way, that outreach part of it is your responsibility. That's not their job, so we can't use that. But as far as how do we measure their effectiveness and their productivity, we can't do that unless you actually market to this list, okay? But in my opinion, the list are 100%, right? They pull this list from the county houses, from the different public data sources. These are public records, but they just help you aggregate it in a meaningful way where you can use it, okay? So it says, who has gotten legitimate leads that lead to closing from list source? I have, okay? But the idea here is realize that list source is just a source. I don't use list source today. I used platforms like I've used list source. I use my REI Pro. I used Realtors, RealtyTrack.com, right? I've used foreclosures.com, foreclosure.com. There are many sources out there, okay? The quality of their work is to give you data. You can download it in the CSV. What you do with that data is your responsibility. It's your responsibility to do data research, and it's your responsibility to do data marketing, okay? Now, if you don't do those two things, those are the two reasons right there why ListSource will not work for you, okay? If you don't understand that it's your responsibility to do research, find the phone numbers, and clean up that data, and then outreach, data outreach, then those are the two reasons why it won't work for you. So you need to figure that out. That's not their responsibility. So the person says that lead to closing from ListSource. Is it worth the money? Well, that's up to you. You know, if you buy data, what you do with the data is completely up to you. The data is always worth money because I know for this whole atmosphere right now, digital atmosphere, digital marketing depends on data. It depends on how good you can collect data and how good you can analyze that data into meaningful forms, okay? So this person asked, out of 100 names, how many realistic leads may lead to a closing? Let me answer that question with the quote that I have down here, because I do have a quote here. But then the person says, out of 100 names, how many realistic leads may lead to a closing? The honest answer, considering the mindset that is asking that question, is zero. Okay, realistically, expect zero. But then you could also close 5 deals from 100 names. Not all data lists are created equal. For example, auction foreclosures performance or conversion rate would be different from absentee owners or tax delinquent. There are too many factors to consider, but the main factor is you. The main factor is you. Are you willing to become a student of marketing in this digital age? If the answer is yes, you are in good hands, your own hands, right? If not, never mind. You will fail in this or any other type of business. You will do better on a regular job. By the way, ListSource can be used to collect count and census data. You can use that even for free, okay? To collect census, just to collect the data, you know. Let me see here, it can be used for free to collect countless data that you can use. So it's not even about how much is it worth. It's about, is it worth your time to even try to get into this business at all? That's the real question you should be asking yourself. There are minimal pieces of information that can become intelligence in your real estate wholesale business over time. All right, so to answer your question, is it worth it? You have to answer that question. There are two reasons, okay? There are two main reasons why it won't work for you. The first one, ListSource will not do your data research for you, aka skip tracing, which is how you find phone number for the owners, right? They're not going to do that for you. Number two, ListSource won't do your data outreach, aka marketing and prospecting, which is how you attract motivated sellers and cash buyers. They won't do those things for you. If you don't understand that, those are two reasons why ListSource or any other one, RealtyTrack, foreclosure.com, the county website, none of those things will work for you if you don't figure those two things out. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go download those two free books. Okay, I'll give you this additional bonus, Real Estate Money Secrets, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. Hopefully you've been enlightened, educated. Give it a thumbs up. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.